tell you about my personal life. Look, dog. I'm gonna be real with y'all. When I got into jail, I couldn't get a regular job. You know what I mean? Everywhere I went, motherfuckers just slammed the door in my face. Anybody that been locked up know exactly what the fuck I mean. It is just slam the door in your face. Fuck you, get out of here. So I got a job talking to kids, doing like a mentoring, whatever the fuck, uptown in the Bronx. And these little young bucks, these little young brothers, they was about 14, 13 years old, used to come up to me every day and be like, yo, I want to be a real nigga. I want to know what it takes to be a real, I want to hold down the block someday. And I told the little brother, I said, look, man, I spent a year living in a motherfucking cage like an animal. That didn't make me a real motherfucking nigga. I used to rob motherfuckers on the block, and I used to sell crap on the street. That didn't make me a real nigga. I used to steal whatever the fuck I could from anybody. Look like you, look like me, whatever it was. That did not make me a real nigga. When I came home from jail and I put some money in my mother's hand and I helped support my motherfucking family, that made me a real nigga. When you go back to college and you give back to the hood instead of talking about that issue on a record, that makes you a real nigga. When I can argue with my woman, I never have to lift my hand to her on some bitch ass bitch. That makes you a real nigga. And eventually, I did so many things to make me a real nigga that one day I look back and I realize I wasn't even a nigga no more. And that I had never been. And that's when the street really hits you. That's when you know how deep the hole is. Reach through the bars, leave the past.